This is Dale Gentry, reminding you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for Prophetic Thursday with your host, Allison Keeber. Remember, the views and opinions on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. Now, here's your host for Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeber.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. You are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, where we're calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe. Broadcasting live from our studios, also known as our home, in beautiful Austin, Texas. We just walked through a little bit of a cold snap here, and luckily our heat is working, and we have coats to wear, and we are all okay, and we're ready to leave the teens and head back into the mid to high 70s here this weekend. Austin weather. So crazy. We are so thankful that you are here joining us today. My name is Allison Keeber, and I am your host for Prophetic Thursdays. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to give a special shout out to those of you who are listening to this live on BPN Radio, and those of you who are also listening to us live on Facebook Live via Dale Gentry's Facebook page. We love that we have these different outlets that we can have people join us and participate with us and be a part of this ministry. And we're just so thankful for each and every one of our loyal listeners and our loyal contributors. That's you, you who are listening, you who are watching. And if you're new to listening to us today, if you're new to watching us on Facebook Live, we encourage you to sit back, take a listen, and just kind of take off all of the filters or the judgment, and just, you know what? You're here for a reason. So we welcome you here. Come and sit with us. Come and pray with us. Come and be with us this morning. I think you're going to find that this is a pretty awesome group of people to be here with. So thank you again for joining us. Now, as we get started, it's important to remember that the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast. But as I said before, we are absolutely delighted that you are here with us today, that you are contributing here with us today via your prayers, your words of encouragement, your love, your likes, and being here with us on the radio and encouraging us that way as well. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and is supported, again, by you, our loyal listeners. So excited that you are here with us. I have to give a special shout out to those who are helping us and making sure that we are live on the radio and also live here via Facebook. And that is our wonderful assistant, Aliona, who is in Moldova. So you know what I love about this ministry is that we are really stretched all across the world bringing this to you. It's so cool. And then, of course, an amazing thank you and heartfelt love to my husband who is here with me each and every day. Couldn't do this without him. We couldn't bring our segment to you without him working on the back end, but also to thank you for for all that you do with the kids so that I can have the space to just have Holy Spirit come and be with me and really give the time, the space, and the effort to pray over each and every one of your names that you leave so faithfully, many of you, each and every week. Today, I'm believing that the Lord does have a word for you. I'm believing that today he has given me permission to prophesy. Many of you that were with us last week, you kind of saw more of a different message. And I have to tell you, I love how the Holy Spirit works, because last week was more of a preaching message, and there was a little bit of frustration of going, why is he having me be quiet? Why isn't he giving me many words for people? And there was a little bit of a frustration there until The segment happened. I preached the word that he asked me to preach. I said the words that he asked me to say. And wouldn't you know it, that I got confirmation that some sweet, loyal listeners and loyal contributors of ours had a word for them in the exact time and space in which they were standing to make a crucial decision, and God spoke to them through that. I love how God works, and we love to hear your confirmations of your words, your testimonies of your words. We just love to hear that come back from you and see how God is working in your life. So thank you to Jesse for sharing that with us for last week. But this week, God said, you are released to prophesy this week. And so I am excited to be able to preach and prophesy as he leads this week. Thank you for leaving your comments. As many of you know, I don't necessarily read your comments while I'm going, but Ian is on the back end and he's writing down all of your prayer requests. He's writing down your names, writing down the needs that you might be bringing, and he's praying over those, and then we will collectively and corporately bring those back and pray over those together. So I always wanted to say that little disclaimer, because I think sometimes people think, can she not see me? Does she not know that I'm here? And actually, that's up to Ian. I don't see a lot of that because I just want to be right here with Holy Spirit doing what he wants me to do, leading as he leads. Why is Prophetic Tuesday and Prophetic Thursday two of our most listened to programs here at BPN? And I have to also say Intercession Fridays. We've got Intercession Fridays with Rhonda Kinzer, another one of our most listened to programs. And why are those three programs three of our most listened to programs? Because people desire to hear a word from the Lord, don't we? We just desire to hear a word from our Lord. We desire to know that he hears us, that he sees us, and that he's got something to say to us, right? And also because, as Pastor Dale has said time and time again for his 50 years in ministry, that one word from God can change your life forever. Literally, one word from God can change your life forever. Now, as we dive into that, it's important to understand that a prophet can confirm your vision, but a prophet cannot give you your vision. Okay? That is delivered directly to you from God as he reveals it to you, as you listen to him, as you follow him. God puts his thoughts within us through the Holy Spirit. And if God has given you a vision, know that that vision will be accompanied by a passion, not just a mere interest. There will be a fire that just stays lit within you that says, I have got to finish this, right? Because God wants us to be finishers, doesn't he? Can I get an amen on that? He doesn't want us to be just, you know, start something little and then just move on to the next thing. No, he wants us to start something little, but he wants us to stay there until the full fulfillment of that and the closure of that. Now, I've got a word for that I'm going to go in further, but I think that is for someone who's listening today. So know that there's a further word in there for you. Now, according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part, right? It's not a chapter, it's not a book, it's not a full story or a series, right? It's simply a word from the Lord. Now, some of you may receive simply that, one word. Some of you may receive a sentence or a paragraph or a couple of paragraphs. Some of you may receive what feels like nothing at all today that doesn't have your name attached to it. But understand that the word from God is only a small part of a much bigger picture, right? It's a prophetic word can be a now word. It can be a confirming word, right? It can be a brand new word. And it can also be a future word. Now, what I have learned over the years of this walk and hearing testimonies from those of you who are participating in this ministry is that there doesn't necessarily have to be your name attached to a word, right? That you can be sitting in this space. You can have your spiritual ears and your spiritual eyes and your heart wide open to receive. Hear with an expectant heart. And the entire ministry, maybe your name specifically, is never mentioned. Yet There are words that are spoken to your spirit, that are spoken to your heart. And I just encourage you that when you feel that, when you feel your spirit start to say, you know what, that's, you got to listen to this. You got to grab onto this, to really grab onto it, to write it down, to take hold of it, and to listen to what God is saying to you. Because it's important to understand that when God gives us a word, that we need to write that word down, right? That we need to sit in that word. We need to bring it back to Him, and we need to rehearse that word, right? We need to rehearse it, and then we wait for the confirmation and the fulfillment. But here's the important part. A lot of times people will hear the word wait, right? Like that we wait for a word. And I know that some of you are like, okay, I'm waiting on a word. Hear this. This is a word for someone who's waiting on a fulfillment of a word right now. Is that in the wait, there is still action. There is still action happening in that waiting period. It doesn't mean that you are sitting still, because friend, we are never sitting still. When we are here, and each breath that we take is a movement, is an action. Every thought that we have, every step that we take is a movement, is an action. So as you're waiting for a word to be fulfilled, you're actually waiting in the confirmation, you're waiting in the rehearsal, and those are actions that are taking place while that fulfillment is out there to be had. All right. So understanding that if you are in the waiting season, that maybe what you need to do in this waiting season is go to the Lord your God, and you need to say, Lord, what exactly do you want me to do in this season? Now, I have a message that I want to preach on a little bit about that word as well today. So I've got a lot of stuff for you guys that God has really put on my heart. Hopefully I'll get to it. We'll get to it as the Holy Spirit leads. So as according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part and so we prophesy in part, right? Important to understand that you may get a little glimpse of a word and you're like, I don't know what that means. I don't know where God's going with this. Go back and sit with Him. That's what He wants more than anything. He wants to spend time with you, and He wants to reveal that more to you. And so, but what we also know in 1 Corinthians 14:3 that it states that he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. So one thing that you can rest on is today, Holy Spirit is going to encourage you. He's going to love on you. He's going to speak to you with strength and truth. But He is going to speak in a way of edification and exhortation and comfort. I don't know about you guys, but these last couple of days with this cold snap, we have been wrapped up in comforters. And every time I wrap in those big, warm, cozy blankets, I am reminded of who the one and only comforter is, right? Like that security that we feel when we are wrapped in Him. It's only when we take that off and we try to walk outside of that, that we feel uncomfortable, right? We feel like that is no longer with us, and we start to feel that uncomfortableness, okay? Put on your comforter, put Him on, and then walk out. Walk out in that. So many hunger for a word from the Lord, and I am believing today that you, friend, will hear the word that you are hungering for. I hope you believe with me too. So as we get started, let's start in some prayer. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you that your Spirit, God, is all around us today. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this time and this place. God, we thank you for the loyal listeners, God. God, we thank you for those who come each and every week. They set time aside, whether it's live or on listening to the replay, God, that they come here, God, expectant to hear you, God. And I thank you that as they hear words spoken for other people that may not be the words that are for them today or tomorrow, God, that they don't just let those words fall to the floor, that they pray for their brothers and sisters in Christ, God, that they walk out in obedience of what you are calling them to today, God, whether you have a word specifically for them or not today, God. God, thank you for these people. God, I thank you for the anointing that you have poured over this ministry, God. I thank you for the anointing and the gifts that you continue to pour over me, God, I thank you for allowing me to be a voice that speaks your words, God. God, that does not fall weak upon me, God. That responsibility falls heavy upon me, God. And I thank you for that responsibility. I pray that I can continue to be the servant that you have called me to be, God. God, I pray that today that only you are seen, God. God, that even people who are watching on Facebook, that Allison's face fades and they see you, Holy Spirit. They hear your word spoken, Holy Spirit. I thank you, God, for the way you are about to move today, God. It's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, friends, let's go ahead and let's get started. Now, like I said, I've got a little bit of preaching and a little bit of prophesying that I want to do, so I hope that that's okay with each and every one of you, knowing that oftentimes when God gives us a message through a preaching message, that there's words in there for us too. And so one of the things that I always want to encourage people to do is be prepared with your journal. If you can, if you're driving and you can't right now, maybe listen to the replay and be in a place where you can be still and you can listen. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I like to listen to podcasts or sermons or things, like even when I'm in the shower or I'm getting ready, because I know that God's downloading something in my spirit through those. But I re-listen to them and re-listen to them. And each time I re-listen, I catch something new. I catch something that God has for me in this moment to say versus the moment before. I wouldn't have heard it. I didn't hear it because it's not what he needed to say to me then, but it is now. Y'all feel me on that, right? You hear me? Okay, so the first words that I actually got this morning were for myself this morning as I was praying. And truthfully, like I told you last week, I struggled a little bit because I didn't really feel like God was allowing me to prophesy last week. And I immediately, many of us, we let the flesh take over and we say, what's wrong with me? Is my season over? Like, am I no good? Am I washed up? Like, okay, hopefully I'm not the only one that like immediately lets the enemy come in and try to steal the joy that is in my spirit, right? That lets him come in and do this. And so I had wrestled with this this last week and going, okay, well, is he going to let me continue to walk this out? Is this a season that's finished? What's going on? And really trying to understand, like, God, what are you doing? Right? And like I said, and he had even given me confirmation that the preaching message that he had me preach last week was exactly what I needed to say, what I needed to do for somebody out there, right? And I think sometimes, here's a word for somebody, is that we get so wrapped up in helping the many that we forget that oftentimes it's just about the one. That we're so focused on, well, I only helped one, right? And one of my favorite stories is the starfish story. I don't know if any of you had heard this story before, but it's one of my favorite stories. And you can look it up and hear the whole story. But the premise of the story is that there's this massive storm that blows through an ocean town. And I think of kind of what just happened like in the 30A area, Pensacola area, right? Like this massive storm that blows in, brings the waters, you know, really inward. And so it brings a lot of debris, a lot of sea life up onto the shore. And so this happens. And then what happens after a storm, right, comes the blue skies and the clearing, right? And so on this day, after the storm had passed and the clearing had come, the waters had receded, what was left on the shore was thousands and thousands of starfish, okay? And so this man is looking out. He's got a beach house and he's looking out on the deck and he sees this little girl out on the beach and she's picking things up off of the beach and she's throwing them back into the ocean. And he's very curious about this. He's like, what is she doing? Like one-handed, just one at a time. I mean, this beach is littered with starfish and debris and shells and you can imagine, right? And so he goes down to the beach and he says, little girl, what are you doing? And she picks up the starfish and she says, I'm throwing them back into the ocean because if I throw them back in the ocean, they will survive. They will live, but someone's got to help them get back in the ocean, right? And so, and he looks and he just sees the thousands and thousands of starfish and he looks at her and he says, You can't possibly save all of these starfish. And she picks up a little starfish and she throws it back in the ocean. And she says, it mattered to that one. It mattered to that one. And I love that story because it always brings me back to the place of, you know what? It may seem like it's daunting, right? It may seem like what God has before us is really encumbersome of what just I can accomplish or what I can do, right? And what it continues on with this story, that what happened is that old man was so inspired by this act of this little girl, this belief, this faith, that to each one she threw back, the one mattered. The one mattered. And so she threw it back in, right? And then what happens is he comes and he joins in and he starts throwing in. And then other people start seeing what's happening. And now you have this collective force. But see, get the part of this story. This is a word for somebody again, because get the part of this story is the little girl didn't go around the town trying to worry about how many people that she could gather to come help these starfish. She focused on what God told her to do, which was go down to the beach and start throwing them back into the ocean. So some of us, this is a word for somebody, but this is some of us, we're so worried about what we think God wants us to do that we're not doing what he's actually asked us to do. Okay? Is that an amen for someone right now? Is that you are doing what you think God wants you to do because it seems greater than what he's actually asked you to do, right? So what is that? What is it that God has asked you to do specifically, but you're over here doing I think this is better. I think this is more. And you're acting almost in an act of disobedience, even though it is good, right? Even though you're doing a good thing, but it's in disobedience of what God had asked you to do. And that leads me to a word that I had that I was going to share later, but I think it's very fitting in this time and in this space, is to share this preaching message about David, right? And to understand that God works through each and every one of us through our obedience. Let me say that in a different way. That your opportunities are wrapped in your obedience. Your opportunities are wrapped in your obedience. They are not wrapped in the good things that you think that God wants you to do. They are wrapped in the things that God is asking you and telling you to do. And here's why I want to use David as an example. But first and foremost, I want to go back. God, I feel like God's telling me this very clearly, is that remember that this starfish story represents how, you know, again, Jesus left the 99 for the one, right? Because it mattered to that one. Because what we know is that one word from God can change your life, but one person can literally change the world, right? One person can change the world. And so one word from God to that one person changes everything. It changes what God has intended for the world, not what the prince of the world has intended for this world. Okay, hear me on that, right? And so there's some of us who we are marked, right? That we are marked to change this world. And I want you to declare that I am marked, because each and every one of us are marked to change this world, right? And that you being marked to change this world, you are an answer to a problem. You are an answer to a problem. And so we go back and we look at David, and we think of, like, you know, again, we often, I think I talked about this actually last week in the message, but we look at David and we look at his obedience. Now, David, God had told David that he was going to be king, right? That he was going to sit in a palace one day. So this vision, this word is given to David. But in the meantime, David's still out doing what he is supposed to do, right? He's tending to the flock. And out while he's tending to the flock, he's also worshiping his God, right? And he loves to play guitar and worship his God, right? And so he's out there and he's working on that. And he's just doing what God has told him to do right now in this season. Meanwhile, in the palace, they're being tormented by, you know, Satan and all things evil. And they're like, how can we drive out this evilness? And, you know, somebody comes up and says, hey, there's this boy. He's Jesse's son. And he's always out in the fields just playing his guitar and worshiping. Like, maybe we should bring him in. Right? Maybe we should bring him in. And so they brought him in to the palace. Now, mind you, David knew that he was going to be in that palace, but he did not walk into the palace as a king, right? He did not walk in being like, y'all know, someday I'm going to be king here. Like, this is really all mine. God told me so. Like, he didn't. No, he walked in humbly, and he did as God told him to do. And so he did as God told him to do, right? Because walking out in that obedience led to his opportunity of what God had promised to him, right? Now, what if he had been out in the field and he wouldn't have been worshiping? If he wouldn't have been learning to play the guitar and again, in the space that God told him to be in this season, right? Now, what I hear in this word is so many of us, we are so quick to, we hear a word from God, especially a future word, right? And we're so quick, myself too, we're so quick to try to step in front of God and going, here, let me step in front and help this come faster, right? Let me skip steps 1 through 10 and let's jump to 11 together. We'll do it together, God. And God says, no, because steps 1 through 10 are absolutely necessary for you to arrive to 11, right? So absolutely you have to walk through these steps just as David did, right? Just as David did. And when you're doing what God told you to do, you will not have to vie for your position. People will send for you. That's a word for somebody today. Some of you are thinking that you have to be in a certain place and vie for your position. And God's saying, if you just do what I tell you to do, then you don't have to vie for that position. I will send people for you. I will send people. Because David was an answer to a problem, right? So even though David was walking into the palace, right, he didn't walk in there with an arrogant spirit of what he knew was someday going to happen. He walked in there humbly, serving and walking in exactly what God told him to do. So God will allow you to taste your future. How many of you have had that experience where God has given you a little taste of your future, just like David? He took him into the palace and he says, here's a taste. How many of you have had a taste of the future? But listen, God gives you a taste to see how you will serve in that taste, right? How will you serve? Because, and this was a word for me this morning when God delivered this, is that some of us know that we are supposed to have a platform, whether it's in corporate America or, whatever business that you're in, that there's supposed to be a bigger platform. Like, that's been spoken to us. Not only has it been spoken to us, God has given us that vision. We know that we are supposed to be up here on this. We are supposed to receive that promotion, right? And some of us have been given a taste of it, but God says, I need to bring you back here. I need to bring you back here because I need to see how you serve down here, because how you serve down here is how you're going to serve up here. You won't serve up here differently than you serve down here. And if you can't serve down here, then I will withhold the promotion that is out there for you. Right? And that was a word for me this morning. I don't know how many of you have that word too, is that how many of us just need to come back and we need to walk in that, what God's telling us to do right now. That we are an answer to the problem. You see, and David, he was so humble that even though he went and he worshiped in the palace, he still went back to the fields, right? And he still went back to his father. And one day his father said, you know, your brothers are out fighting in a war. I need you to go take food and necessities to them. I need you to go out and do this for them, right? And then that's where David was served his opportunity. But don't let it go remiss on you that David's opportunities, your opportunities, are lying in your obedience. They are lying in your obedience. And I'm believing that God is anointing you for the position and the promotion that he has for you. You are already walking in that anointing, right? So maybe today is a day where you need to ask yourself, God, where do I need to go back to and serve? Because I need to learn how to serve here well so that I can serve here well. And I bless whoever that word was for today. I bless you in Jesus' name. I bless that that you are a person who will walk out in the obedience that God is asking you to walk out in. That today will be a day where you say, I won't keep trying to do what I believe is good, but I will do what God says I am supposed to do. I will walk where God says I'm supposed to walk. I will say what God says I'm supposed to say. And if it means that I hit the beaches and I look at 1,001 starfishes laying in front of me, that I will see each and every one of them as it mattered to the one. I bless you, and I thank you, Jesus, for this word this morning. I thank you. And this next word that I have this morning that I had told you that God gave me a word for myself, and it was a powerful word, but God told me to share it with you. He said, you hold the keys to set others free, Allison. Allison, you've been anointed to set the prisoner's feet. To set the prisoners free. And I've heard that word from God before. But before he let me go into allowing me any words to hear for any of you, he knew that he needed to settle my heart first. He needed to remind me who I was. And, you know, some of you, I share that with you because some of you are in a place where you just need to let God remind you of who he's created you to be, right? That who he's made you to be. That what specifically are you supposed to do? Because what I know is the anointing that I have is not the same anointing that you have. That each of us have an anointing for the position in which God chooses to use us in this time and space. Right? And so then when I fall into a spirit of comparison, what happens? Right? Is I immediately come out of the anointing that God has for me, because if I try to compare my space to someone else's space, I come out of my own anointing. And I don't want to come out of my own anointing. I want to stay right and steady, right where he has me, right in my own anointing. And so this first word that I have is for somebody today. And I'm going to share a little bit more after I share this word for you. But God just, this was one of the first words he spoke to me. And this is for someone who's listening today. As many of you know, when I prophesy, oftentimes that's what God does. Because I just believe that he knows that many are listening and that he speaks words to me that speak to many. That speak to many specifically, but also to you as a whole. He says, you there with the sad eyes. You there who have been feeling lonely and crying. You've been feeling as if all joy has left. But it's time to open up the blinds, pull back the curtains, and let the sun shine in. You've fallen into a place where you have secluded yourself. You've locked yourself away, and sadness has fallen upon you. But this is all by your own doing. I never meant for you to be alone. You were made in the image of a God who has never known what it's like to be alone. It's time to step out of your own seclusion. It's time to walk into the light of the day, feel the warmth of the sun, and welcome in new friends. A day has come upon you, a new day. The darkness has fallen away. Listen to his voice, the voice that has always been there. You can do your best to shut the world out. He says, but you can never shut me out once you've already let me in. It's time for you to step back into your church. It's time for you to step back into service in your church. Seclusion may have seemed like the easiest of solutions. He says, but I want to remind you that when you seclude yourself, when you lock yourself behind closed doors, that you are not where you are supposed to be. You were not meant nor made to be alone. He says, why do you believe the enemy wants to seclude you? Why he wants you to feel sad and alone? Because when others are around you, they are changed. They are set free. They are inspired. They are encouraged. And they are loved. You change the atmosphere simply by walking in the room. Yes, it can seem like such a great responsibility that I have given you. But if you run to me when you feel overwhelmed, I will give you the strength to go on. Seclusion, my love, is never the answer. Unless you are closing yourself in a place where you can get filled up, it's the only time that seclusion is the answer. Recognize that any of the other times, it's the enemy who wants you to feel excluded. He wants you to feel excluded. And I feel like right now, Holy Spirit's telling me to emphasize on that word, that we put ourselves in our own seclusion. And then we sit there and tell ourselves that others are excluding us. That we're being excluded from certain groups or certain activities or certain promotions. When we have put ourselves in our own seclusion. See, the enemy tricks us and says, okay, now that you've put yourself in your own seclusion, let me tell you and lie to you that everyone's excluding you, that you don't belong. Those are the lies of the enemy. He says, my beloved, I love to be with you. You have not and cannot ever disappoint me. I'm overwhelmed with joy and gladness for who you continue to fight to become. My friend, today I saw him smile so big when his name was spoken from your lips. He loves to hear you say his name, just as he loves to speak your name. I hear him saying, I would choose the cross again and again and again to have this moment, this relationship with you, to see you walk out in the freedom that belongs to you. My beloved, I love you so much. And I wrote down, I praise you, Jesus. Jesus, I thank you for the cross. I thank you for your love, your victory, your unwavering belief in me. Thank you that I am never alone and that you, God, are always with me. Thank you, God, for these gifts that you've placed within me. I welcome them with responsibility, God. Today, the blinds have been taken down, the curtains have been thrown to the side, and the doors are being flung wide open. I love you, Jesus. You are my God, my Lord, my Redeemer, my love. Thank you, God, for this love letter this morning. And I share that with you, friends, because that was a love letter that God wrote to me this morning. But I know that it was for someone else out there. And I had to share that with you because I don't know any other way but to be transparent and to stand in front of you and try to pretend to be something that I am not. I'm only here today by the grace of God and the gifts that He has given to me. Friend, and I don't know what you're experiencing, but I know what it's like to fall victim to the lies. I know what it's like to just be trapped and to put your own self into seclusion. I know what that feels like. But I also know what it feels like to know that there is a greater power that lives inside each and every one of us. And today, I feel like there are some of you who this wasn't just a love letter to Allison. This wasn't just a word for me. This was a word to you. And it was interesting because as I read this letter, all the comments on Facebook stood still. It was as each and every one of you in some way could receive these words that God was speaking, not just to me today, but to you. Friend, He loves us. And I want to pray right now, that God, that I just pray that every lie of the enemy fall to the ground. Every curse be broken. God, we declare that every curse be broken right now, God. God, that you can break every curse. We give it to you, God. God, let this today, let this be a space of healing. Let your words that are spoken today be words that heal such deep wounds, traumatic wounds that have been there for so long, God. Let His lies be exposed. God, we glorify you. We magnify you. You are our King of glory, our King of majesty, God. God, there's no one like you. There's no one like you, God. God, we honor you. We worship you. God, we serve you. God, we ask today that you just, however we've stepped out of line, however many degrees we've gone off, God, that today you just bring us back into alignment. God, you just bring us back into this path that you have for us, God. God, we thank you for the broken road. God, we thank you that the wounds of yesterday have made us the champions and the victors that we are today, God, because you are the Redeemer. God, that you are the great comforter, the great healer. I love you, Jesus. I glorify you and magnify you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. This next word that I have was for Heather R. in Texas. Heather, God gave me a vision this morning for you. And I tried to write down the vision that I had as clearly as I could. Heather, I saw you standing on the front porch steps of a home that you once lived in. And you'd lived in there for a while. It was a white house. It was cute and quaint. And the paint on it was a little chippy. Like some of the white paint was kind of vintagey looking, like little chippy. I hear the words chippy and vintagey. And he says, "At the yard had a little bit of clutter in it. But I saw you standing there, and you were waving goodbye. You were standing on the front steps waving goodbye, and you had so much joy as you waved goodbye. So much pride running through your bones, enjoyment. So much growth has happened in this home. So much love. It's a place of warmth and comfort. And as you joyfully wave goodbye, I see you turn around and walk back into this home. It's now empty. Only a few boxes remain. And you walk around the house, and you praise Jesus for all that He has done inside of these four walls. And then it comes clear who you were waving goodbye to. The waving goodbye was not a goodbye. It was, I'll see you soon. It was a send-off to the large U-Haul that had all of your precious belongings, including the love of your life and your family. As they head off to the new territory and the new four walls that he's promised your family for so long. I saw you standing there inside this home with complete joy and thanksgiving for the memories, for the hardships, for the times you fell to your knees in the exact same spot over and over again. He says, remember how I showed you the white chippy paint on the outside of the house? He says, Heather, there are people who drive by this home and they see something that needs to be fixed. They say, see something that says it's in desperate need of repair. Why is nobody attending to it? They asked. He says, it represents what some people see when they see you. He says, let this be a reminder that what others see is about them. For they have no idea that the chip paint really represents joy and memories and love and hardships. That the chippy paint really represents endurance. Heather, I bless you. I bless the new territory that God is bringing you and your family to. And I bless the four walls of your home and the four walls of your heart and the work that has been done in those walls. I bless you. I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. This next word that I have, how am I doing on time, baby?
10:46.
Okay. Antoinette G. in California. Antoinette. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you've had a great worry about a particular family member lately. He says, come to me. Just as my word in Matthew 11, 28 through 30 instructs, come to me. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Fill my ears with your prayers for this family member, Antoinette. Pray like you've never prayed before. Not from a place of worry and a hope that a miracle will take place, but from a place of faith that a miracle has already happened. It's called belief, my beloved. Have faith. Have belief. Change the way you speak about the situation of this loved family member. I hear him saying, what if you started speaking as if the miracle has already taken place? Your mind is a battlefield, but you've already been given all of the weapons you need to come out victorious. Antoinette, I just want to bless you and this word that God has for you, and I just want to pray for your family member right now. A family member that's hurting and is lost and is struggling. A family member that you love so much that it goes beyond any love you have for yourself. Such a selfless love. I pray for him. This is a word for someone else. Someone else who's got a family member that they're worrying so deeply about. And they're scared for them. And I just hear the Lord saying right now that your job is not to change them or fix them. Your job is to come to Him with your faith and your belief and your trust for remembering that each and every one of us, even the family members that you think no one could love them possibly more than you, that God does, that they are His children, and there is no love like His love. He's given them the power of choice. Ah, the gift of choice. And I just hear that you're praying for them to turn their eyes to the Lord that they have known in the past, and trust that He is still there with them somewhere. He's not forsaken them. He has not left them. No, that although they may wander far away, God has not. And I pray for them right now, Jesus. I pray that their eyes be turned back to You, God. God, I pray that right now that You are doing a work in their life that is helping them to transform into who You want them to be and called them to be and made them to be, God. God, that for only You knew them before they were formed in their mother's womb. God, I thank You for the agape love that You have for each and every one of Your children. I thank You right now that restoration is happening and that their spirits are filling with a joy that they can't explain. I thank You, God, that a miracle is already taking place. We love You, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Maybe you want to come over and, sure, and pray and say a few words, and then I've got a couple words before we go.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Y'all are going to, my handsome husband is going to come over here. He's so cute.
Oh, thanks, baby. So wonderful. Just bringing some fire today. Gosh, just lighting people up. I see all the responses going on out there in Facebook land and on Facebook Live. For those of you who are tuning in today, I just want to say thanks again. For being a part of Breakout Ministries, BPN Radio, Breakout Radio Church that happens on Sunday mornings, and for being a part of Prophetic Thursdays. And boy, just like I said, get filled up. You come here to get filled up, and I hope that each of you who are out there listening and tuning in on Facebook or BPN Radio, that you're taking what you get from this and then going out and pouring out. You're pouring out into those people around you, the people that are needing to hear what you have heard, something that touched you can touch so many others. And so I want to encourage you to do that. I want to thank all of you for being a part of this. We see David out there in Modesto. Got you, buddy. We've got Carrie B. in Arkansas asking for prayer for her granddaughters, for her granddaughter. We've got Comfort in Iowa, Tanya in Naples, Florida. I mean, people all over the world tune into this program. Obviously, a word from God can change everything. And the thing that we often see is like Allison talked about, it's funny, I've been reading a great leadership book where he talks about going in circles. Like most people live in these circular lives where, you know, we have 60,000 thoughts per day. The problem is we continue to think the same thoughts each and every day. And it's important that, I mean, obviously in the Bible, it says renew your mind daily, right? Find new thoughts, find new things. Because if you find yourself stuck in that same circular life where life keeps happening to you, it's time for us to change the conversation up here. You know, I heard a good statement yesterday that belief drives behavior, right? And so we've got to check ourselves and check our beliefs and check those things, because our behaviors are leading us in this life of the circular area where it's bringing us back to the same spot. We keep going in a direction, we get excited for a day or two, and we come back to this same place that we started at, frustrated, irritated, wondering why haven't things changed for us? Why has my mind been renewed yet? And so I want to, obviously, in John chapter 20, 29, Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Right? And I take that to heart because, again, if belief is driving your behavior, if we're stuck in a circular place where we're keep coming back to a place of anger or disappointment or just, gosh, anxiety, maybe we're scared, we're worried, we're scared for someone else, we're scared for other things there, we've got to come back to that place of belief. What are we believing? Because if we believe, and we believe where we're going, we believe in our hearts that Jesus died on that cross for us, we don't have to worry ever about anything. There should never be any anxiety. What's our belief? What's our behavior? What belief is driving our behavior? Come back to the Bible. Come back to His Word. So we decided, you know, I see people that are out there asking for prayer, and I'm going to pray for you all, but I want to encourage you to take advantage of the tools that Breakout Ministries, that Pastor Dale and Jean Gentry have put together for each and every one of us. Right, first and foremost, if you're tuning in on Facebook Live and you haven't seen it yet, bpnradio.com, you can go to, and anywhere you are, you can tune in and listen to the messages being delivered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on bpnradio.com. You know, we only come on Facebook Live every once in a while, but we don't want you to be withheld from something that could change your life. Oftentimes, we find ourselves tuning into the same shows that may not be feeding us over and over again, or we're listening to sports radio or news talk and things, again, that may be building anxiety in us rather than helping us pull back and get out of the circle life that we're in. So bpnradio.com, I encourage you to tune in throughout the week. Sunday mornings, we have Breakout Radio Church at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. We've got, there's Preaching Sundays. We've got pastors from all over the country and all over the world who put together sermons on Sunday all day long. You can hear a different sermon from someone else, something that may speak to you, that you may discover there's someone that's got a message that you resonate with, or someone's personality and their preaching method and what they say speaks to your heart. And so I encourage you to tune in and find out more about what's happening on Sundays. Marketplace Saturdays, we've got business professionals who spend their time recording programs to feed you in your and to feed you in your ventures, whatever that might be. Maybe you're an employee that wants to improve your efforts at work, or maybe you're an entrepreneur that's just, I need some new ideas, I need some new information. And we've got Marketplace Saturdays that happen all day long on Saturdays. Tune in and discover if there's something that may be there for you. So, hey, for you out there that's asked for prayer, letspprayamerica.com is another wonderful resource that Dale and Gina put together. Obviously, answering what God put on His heart to, you know, stir revival in our country, just to bring people together to pray. We know prayer can move nations. Prayer can move the world. But we've got to come together and pray. Let's Pray America is a place where you can register to become another point of light and the network of people that are praying. It's a place where those of you who are seeking prayer can submit a prayer request. And you can submit your first name. It's anonymous, but your prayer requests go to those here at BPN Radio Breakout Ministries, and you are prayed for 7 days consecutively, right? And we encourage you to please go on to Let's Pray America, submit your prayer requests, let us pray for you, and then we want to hear from you of what comes out the other side. We want to hear your testimony of what's happened for you 7 days later after submitting your prayer request. So, hey, we just want to pray for you, David D. and Modesto. Want to pray for you, bud, and for your wife and for her anxiety, Lord. We just break those chains of anxiety, God. We know what it's like. We know, Lord, that as parents, what it's like to worry for our children, mm-hmm. to be concerned about their futures, to live in a place that's not right here and right now and filled with your love and light, and to be thinking ahead and thinking of the worst. You know, assuming the worst is going on, we just break that chain. We start to assume the best.
Yes.
We know where we are all going, Lord. We know we're coming to be by your side someday,
yes.
Lord. And we know that our children are going to be there too. Our time here is borrowed time. God, we are not going to live today like our hourglasses are on their side, where the sands aren't pushing. We know our time is limited.
Yes.
And we're going to take that time here today to spread your light and your love, your glory, to believe that you are inside of us, that you're inside of our children, and that you're guiding, and that your will be done, God, that your Holy Spirit be done through us and through our children. Just do that work inside of us and put us on that right path, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this journey and for this walk. It's in Jesus' name. We pray for Carrie B. and for her granddaughter. Whatever Carrie B., whatever your granddaughter is dealing with, whatever you're praying for her for, God, we know that God is going to use her. We know that you've come to the right place. We as a community at BPN Radio, at Breakout Ministries, lift up Carrie's granddaughter. We pray for her. We pray for her salvation. We pray yes. for her to come to Jesus, Lord.
Yes,
we pray for her, for you just to surround her with your love and light, to be so clear to her the path for her to walk, Lord, is to you, that she comes open arms, ready to receive, God, ready to receive, and she's going to be a world changer.
Yes.
That young yes. girl's going to go out, and she's going to change this world, God. When she receives you and your glory, God, she's going to go out there and be a difference maker out there in the world. We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
We got Margaret Sanchez.
Yes.
Margaret, we're praying for you. We bless you. We thank you for being a part of this. Margaret, we lift you up in prayer. Whatever ailments, whatever things you're dealing with right now, God, we pray that Margaret, fill your Holy Spirit, surround her and lift her up, God. We thank you so much, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And I'll turn it back over to Allison now and just want to say thanks again for being a part of this. We love you guys. Here's Allison.
Awesome.
For those of you who are new to Facebook can see why I always have such a big smile on my face. Carrie, it was Carrie, right? That her granddaughter?
Yeah, Carrie.
Carrie, as Ian was praying over your granddaughter, I saw a woman who fell to her knees. She falls to her, like, this is the vision I got. She falls to her knees. She puts her hands together. And then her hands go up, and she's being overcome with tears and a laughter that she cannot contain. And I see it. I see that it's like God's showing me the exact time and place that she's getting saved. And I just wanted to, I had to share that with you, Carrie. I had to share that I saw a vision of her getting saved. And I just hope that sits with you in your heart. I pray that God will make that vision come forth supernatural time. In supernatural time, God. God, we know that she has great works to do for you, God. God, and we thank you that in a moment that you can bring us to our knees, that you can break us in the most glorious ways, and that when you break us, you bind us up together in a way that we can be used and that others can see you past all of our brokenness and our imperfections. And I praise you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for that word. And a word that I had heard recently was in regards to lepers, and this word that the pastor was saying that you know, God bless the lepers, and you know, that thankful that they had leprosy. And most people would say, what? Who's thankful that they had leprosy, right? And well, and it was them who walked in and said, well, they're probably going to kill us, right? They're probably going to kill us anyways, but maybe we'll walk in and they will be scared, right? And this pastor was what, and we all know what happened after that was victory, and they were the first to then walk into the promised land. But what happens, I believe, is that God, there's many of us who feel like we've been forgotten, right? That we're too much to be forgiven. So we're now the unforgiven. And what struck me is in this sermon, the pastor was saying that, Lord, please give me the discernment to see who people truly are. Who people truly are, because how you treat the unforgiven, how you are treated as those who are maybe the unnoticed, the outsiders, right? Going back to Heather's word here of that, you know, that's much more a reflection of them. And he just, you know, again, praying for the discernment, because some of us are surrounded by people who say things like, I love you, but they don't really mean that they love you. Right? There's an intent, and who they say they are doesn't match up with who they really are. I just pray for the discernment that God can give each and every one of us, that we recognize who in our lives is who they say they are versus who is just saying they are. And so I don't know, that was a word for someone there. I had a kind of a tangent. This next word that I have is for Victoria J. in Washington. Victoria, your name alone means victory. It means victorious. Victoria, your name means victorious. He says he is so pleased to see that you are walking into all that he has for you. For years, people have been telling you that you're different and that you hold an anointing. And although you've continued to work and you've continued to go into uncomfortable places, you continue to push yourself into these places. He says you are finally starting to see exactly what this anointing is. Tori, you are powerful. It is so thick all over you. And I feel like this is a word that God has given to me before for you. But I believe that God is using me specifically to continue to remind you that you are powerful, that you are anointed, that you are supposed to be on this journey, that you are supposed to walk this uncomfortable walk, that you, and today, Tori, I heard him saying that you are starting to realize the anointing that you have been given. Today, he wants you to know that a double portion of your anointing has been given to Kat. And that it's important that you realize that it's more important that you walk out your gifting. It's more important than ever that you walked out your gifting because she is watching. She is learning. And she is being given permission by your own faithful walk. And I bless you. I bless you, Tori, and I bless your family, and I hear God saying that, back to the word about that your opportunity is in your obedience. Tori, I hear God saying that the opportunity of your legacy is in your obedience to you being the powerful woman that he has created you to be. Because your children are watching, and your children have been given a double portion. And I bless you. And he gave me a side note for Chris and said, preaching, just preaching ? He said, start to gather. Your four walls have power within them. I reside within them. You are a dynamic duo. Open your home for worship and prayer nights on a regular basis, and those who are hungry will be served. And I bless both you and Chris, Victoria. I bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. This next word that I have is for Brianna A. in Florida. Brianna A. in Florida. You've been given the gift of great imagination, Brianna. I heard the Lord saying the word author. But you've been given a gift that allows you to speak to the next generation. I see you authoring not just a book, but a series, a very imaginative series. And God said, imagine that it's C.S. Lewis meets Stan Lee. Okay? And I think that will make more sense to you, Bree. But that's the imagination that he's given you. He says, and it's a series that will go viral. It will turn into a movie series. It will be made by Hollywood, but it will continue to always be what it was first written as, which is filled with the Holy Word. And I saw this so vividly. I saw you authoring this series, and there was like cartoon elements, again, like C.S. Lewis meets Stan Lee. And so there's cartoon elements, there's imagination, and there's stories within stories, and they all loop together. And I saw it so clearly, Bree. I saw it so clearly. And then I heard this scripture. He said, 1 Timothy 6, 11 through 12, run for your life from all of this. Pursue a righteous life, a life of wonder and faith, love, steadiness, and courtesy. Run hard and fast in faith. Seize the eternal light, the life you were called to, the life you so fervently embraced in the presence of so many who witnessed. And I bless you, Bree. I bless this word for you. And I see my husband giving me the cue that it's time to go. Oh, nope. He has one thing that he wants to share. Well, okay,
hold on. One more thing before we go. Hey, just want to remind you all that as a ministry program, we are fully funded and supported by our loyal viewers, listeners, and people who stumble across this program. And we want to thank you for contributing to keep us running on the airwaves and keep this ministry moving. And if it's on your heart to give us a donation to help get further this ministry, we would appreciate that. And you can do so by heading over to BPN Radio and clicking on the donate button. And that will allow you to give to this ministry with via PayPal with a debit or credit card. Or if you prefer, you can write a check and make that check payable to Breakout Ministries and send that to P.O. Box 91985. That's Austin, Texas, 78709. So all of your donations are a tax deduction and are much appreciated. And we thank you for that. So appreciate that. You know, let's close this out in prayer today. Father God, we thank you so much for this time, Lord, for this time to just be able to pour out what you put on our hearts each and every day, Lord, what you put on our hearts, what Allison works so hard on all morning long to just pray into the message to deliver across these airwaves and across Facebook. And just again, we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the people that come, that watch, that contribute, that are a part of this program, Lord. We thank you for filling them up with your Holy Spirit today and each and every day, Lord, that they continue to feel your Spirit guide them, that your will and work be done inside of each and every one of us, Lord, that we continue to spread your word, that we know that you're there for us, Lord, that we break the chains of addiction, that we break the chains of anger, of sorrow, of suicide thoughts, Lord. We pray for those out there that are hurting today, God. We pray for those that are feeling anxious for their future tomorrow, Lord, that we just feel peace. We feel your peace, your love, just surround us today and every day, Lord. We thank you so much again, Lord, for all that you're doing. Have your way in us, God. We love you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
All right. And I just want to bless your seed. The seed that you sow today is a seed that you are sowing into your legacy. Know that. Know that the seed that you sow today is sowing into the legacy that you will leave. And I bless that seed. I bless the seed. I bless that you sow it into places that are fertile ground. I bless that you sow it joyfully and gratefully. I pray today that you open up your hands so that you can give abundantly and that you can receive abundantly. God, thank you for reminding us that we don't need to hold on to anything, for it belongs all to you, God. God, we are blessed to be able to give our offerings and to give generously, God. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We love you. Thank you again for joining us. God bless.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees? When all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Still you give yourself away. Oh, your fault. Still your love far from me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all. Been so, so kind to me. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. And I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, now you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, now you won't tear down.
where everything is unknown. I face the power of sin on my own. I did not know of a place I could go, where I could find a way to heal my wounded soul. You said that I could come into his presence without fear, into the holy place where his mercy hovers near. I'm running to the mercy seat where Jesus is calling. He said his grace would cover me. His blood will flow freely. It will provide the healing. I'm running to the mercy seat. I'm running to the mercy seat. Are you living where hope is not then? You're lost in the curse of a lifetime of sin. Lovely illusions, they never come true. I know where there's a place of mercy for you. You said that you could come into his presence without fear, into this holy place where his mercy hovers near.
In your hand, find refuge. In your hand I find grace. In your hand I can feel you, like we're meeting face to face. When I don't have strength to stand, I need to reach for your hand. When life leaves me with no choice, I must listen for your voice. When lies confuse me with their noise, I must listen for your voice. In your voice I find refuge. In your
That name, Jesus. Thank God there is power in that name. And here's why. Jesus got his name three ways. One, by inheritance. Two, it was bestowed upon him by our Father God. And three, by conquest. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And that's why there's power in that name, Jesus. He acquired his name by inheritance, divinely begotten of love. His name was bestowed upon him from the heart of our Father God. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. He has given that name to me. Demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey. And heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. God has given him a name above every name, and he's seated at the Father's right hand. Jesus gave us the key to pray effectually, and the use of that name to command. With the court of high heaven watching over me, in the presence God, I can stand. Jesus gave me authority to pray in that name. Since I'm a new creature in him, demons are helpless at the sound of that name, 'cause they still remember Jesus put them to shame. All hell just trembles, for they must obey. And heaven stands at attention when I mention that name. And heaven stands at attention.
There's days I wonder if you'll still be faithful. Hold me together when I fall apart. Would you remind me now of who you are?